you'll be hearing from Cooper Bates, another Fringe Festival performer. Well, I'm glad that you could talk with us today. So to get started, please introduce yourself.
My name is Cooper Bates.
And Cooper, where are you right now?
Currently, I am on Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
Fantastic. Well, I'm calling you because you are soon going to be in Asheville for the Fringe Festival. What will you be doing there?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I am going to be performing my solo show, Black When I Was a Boy, at the Fringe. I have two dates, 7 o'clock on the 24th and 7 o'clock on the 26th, I believe, Thursday and Saturday.
What?
January, sorry.
What can people expect from your performance?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question. I was looking at my poster today. I love it, first of all. A new designer designed it for me, and I've loved it ever since I've seen it. But today I was actually looking at it, and I was thinking, man, are people going to look at this thing and think, huh, I expect an angry black man because, or consternated black man, because the photograph that he used makes me look like I'm angry. And that's anything but that is happening in my show. They can expect humor and poignancy and a little bit of about a minute and a half of maybe R-rated coming of age talk. And hopefully they'll come away thinking, wow, what a journey. But most of all, I want them to come away feeling like they have seen what it's like growing up in a small town in the Midwest as a lone black child, ages 5 to through 18, and all that encompasses. It's a good time. It's a good time. And I'm not saying that from a bias standpoint. So.
This is a question that I love to ask people, and I still have a hard time framing it each time. But, like, mm-hmm. How did you decide that you were fringy? Or did someone else tell you that you were fringe? How did you end up at a fringe festival?
Well, I ended up at a fringe festival because I like producing. I used to produce a lot of short films. I thought that, well, I had endeavored to be a filmmaker in my late 20s, and I ended up getting caught up in a small business called Hint Mint. Here's a hint, take a mint. We made designer breath mints for about 15 years. And then when we sold the company last year, I thought, oh, here's my chance to make a comeback into the world of acting, theater, film, so forth and so on. So I ended up, I'd been working on this play for about 15 years, and when I finished it, I had taken a workshop, you know, an intensive for a year to help get me going and tune it up and everything, and then I thought, hey, why don't I just produce this play myself just to get it going? And the Fringe Festival, the Hollywood Fringe Festival, somebody suggested that I get in on that, and I did, and that's what kicked it off. So I've done the Fringe here in Hollywood. I'm doing, obviously, the Fringe in Asheville. I was going to do the United Solo Fringe in New York, but I ended up getting ill, so I couldn't make it. And I'm going to Anchorage to do one. I'm going to – it's a beautiful way to get your theater – your show out and get it seen, because you have to do all the work. You know, you can't just rely on your publicist or the agent or the theater to do it for you. And that's a very satisfying feeling. So anyway, that's the long and short of how I did it. It was just, I understood how it worked, and I understood that you could self-promote and produce, and it just felt like the right thing to do. And it's a little edgy. So, and that's what the Fringe is famous for, right?
That's right. Well, if people want to learn more about you and about the work that you do, where can they look?
You can look on, I have a website, Cooper Bates, photography.com, which is, I'm also a photographer, but if you, the Fringe, my show is under blackwhenIwasaboy.com. You can find me on Facebook. I'm all over the place, posting lots of stories about India, actually. Currently, we just got back from a five-week trip with my family. There's four of us, two daughters, 18 and 20, and my wife, and that was a blast. So I love posting stories, so you can find me there, and I'm Cooper Bates, Los Angeles. But yeah, so I'm pretty easy to find if you put in Cooper Bates.
Great. Well, we're very excited that you're coming to Asheville, and we'll see you at the Fringe Fest. Is there anything else you want people to know?
Oh, wow. I would like people to know that I like meeting people. So if you come out to the Fringe and see my show and support the other shows, I will buy you a drink after, because I love hearing other people's stories and as well as sharing my own, because that's the biggest connector of all time, right? Sharing of our stories. So thank you very much. I'm so delighted to be coming to Asheville to do this. I've heard so much about this festival, and I was just so exuberant when I found out that I was going to be able to participate. And I appreciate you giving me a chance to have my voice over the airwaves, just hopefully warming the souls of the people that are listening and working up a desire for them to come out. So thank you so much.
Of course. We'll travel safe. We can't wait to have you here.
I appreciate it. All right. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye, Asheville.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.